I'm going to get phone calls in a little bit later on. If you're not on hold, I do have a phone line open. This number works in the United States. It works in Canada. It is toll free. It is 1-800-636-8686. I've been previewing the NFL draft. We're having prospects on, and then I've got guys who are already in the league. We are joined right now by a defensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings. Last year for the Giants, he had 49 tackles, 3.5 sacks, 10 quarterback hits. He was the Giants' Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year nominee. He signed with Minnesota last month. He is the only member of the entire 2017 NFL draft class to start every game in the past four seasons. He was, on top of that, a two-time national champion at Alabama, a three-time Georgia State champion wrestler. He was the 55th pick overall in 2017. Dalvin Tomlinson is my guest. Dalvin, great to have you on. How are you?
It's pretty good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's pretty good to have you here. In fact, it's really good to have you here. Let me ask you, if we were to go back to free agency, it's a process that can be pretty exciting or it can be pretty stressful. How did you approach it, and what was the experience like for you?
It was pretty exciting for me. You know, it's the first time going to free agency, and you just sit there and pretty much wait in your free time to see what's going to happen.
All right, so the Minnesota Vikings made no secret of the fact that you were their number one priority. I'm curious, what kind of conversations did you have with them, and what was it about the Vikings that made you feel like that was the spot for you?
You know, the Vikings have a great organization, and just talking to them about how excited they were to have me and what I can bring to the table to help them out in the upcoming seasons. And, I just felt super excited about the opportunity to be there with the players they have and everything. I just felt like it was the right fit.
Dalvin Tomlinson is my guest. Now, late in the season, they were having some trouble stopping the run. They allowed 199 yards to the Bears, then 264 yards to the Saints. So what's your plan when it comes to helping that team deal with the run?
You know, I'm just bring a physical aspect up front, and you have to be physical up front to help stop the run. So physicality is one of my strong suits, I feel like.
That is, and as good as you are at stopping the run, you can also get after the quarterback as well. And there aren't too many guys who can play on the interior and still get after the quarterback. So how do you explain your success in that area, and how much pride do you take in the fact that you are effective in both areas?
I take a lot of pride in it. And simply just because, you know, you have to be able to stop the run to get to the passer. Because if not, they're going to just continue to run the ball all day. So I pride myself in stopping the run, and also just, like you said, having a sneaky pass rush every here and there to get back to affect the quarterback. So I just pride myself in it.
Right. Dalvin Tomlinson joining us. You know, over the years, when I talk to pass rushers, they talk about the fact that everybody always wants to talk about sacks, but that's not the only way to impact a passer. Like, for instance, how much of what you do is about collapsing the pocket and forcing the quarterback off his rhythm or into uncomfortable spots?
It's batting balls down, just knocking the offensive lineman into the quarterback's lap to get him uncomfortable with his throws throughout the game. All that's big on affecting the quarterback throughout the game. And sometimes a batted ball impacts the quarterback more than a sack would.
Dalvin Tomlinson is joining us. Exactly. It's always about that sack stat, but there's so much more to it. Now, I did mention off the top, you're the only member of the 2017 draft class to start every game over the past four seasons. Of course, you know the old saying, right? Availability is the best ability. So what's it mean to have that reputation that your teammates know they can count on you every single week, pretty much regardless?
That's great to have that reputation because, you know, the goal is always to be healthy so you could go out there and give you all each and every week. And I didn't even know that stat. That's crazy. But, just have to take care of yourself and take care of your body because you never know how long you're going to be able to play. So you want to put yourself in the best position to play for as long as possible.
Right. I mean, some of that's luck, but a lot of that, most of that is taking care of yourself and taking care of your body. So how do you go about doing that? Like, what are the types of things that you do to take care of your body to make sure that you can play every single week?
Cold tub, contrast, cryo chambers, acupuncture, massages, things like that, stretching, all that goes into a daily routine when you're in an NFL, and you can't just slack off with it. You have to do it even though it may be days you don't feel like or you're super tired. You have to make sure you do those things.
Dalvin Tomlinson joining us. Now, this is also of note. You were 169-2 169-2, is a high school wrestler, including three state championships in Georgia. The first loss you suffered was in your very first match. The other loss was when you hip-tossed a dude onto his neck. When you're that dominant at something, like, what was every match like for you? Were you ever concerned that you could lose?
Yes. I used to get butterflies before every single match, and wrestling, you know, you wrestle like 6-7 times a day sometimes. So it's just like, you know, you get those butterflies that many times a day. You just like that. You don't want to eat anything and things like that. And I used to just look at almost every single player, every single wrestler, just like the smallest details. Like if somebody has tape on their wrestling shoes, I'm like, oh, they're super good. Like it's going to be, if it's going to feel like a state championship match.
I mean, Dalvin, I can understand that approach, but since you mentioned the state championship match, is it true that you won a state championship match in 9 seconds? Nine?
Yes, so it was my senior year. I won in 9 seconds, my last match, actually. And I think it was a little bit faster, but they didn't want to give me 6-7 seconds, so they said nine.
Dude, was it really 6 seconds?
I would like to think so, but... I'm satisfied with 9 seconds.
I got it. Dalvin Tomlinson joining us. You know, I had Osa Digizuba on the program yesterday, a defensive line draft prospect from UCLA. He also had a really successful high school wrestling career. We talked about the mindset that you need to develop to be successful in wrestling and that you're going to have that leverage, you're going to have the use of your hands. Like, how much did it help you? And you know this physically, right? But from a mental standpoint, how much has wrestling helped you at this level?
I feel like in wrestling, you have to, it's the most mentally toughest sport it is, simply because there's no one to help you or back you up out there. It's like mano a mano, and you have to figure, you have to make things happen on your own. It's all on you. If you lose, it's on you. If you win, it's on you. And you can't tag somebody in to help you out. And then the training for it is not the, nowhere near the easiest thing in the world. It's, the condition is crazy.
Right, right. So are you an MMA guy? Do you like combat sports?
Oh, yeah, I like MMA. I try to watch it when I have some free time, but I'm always video gaming, so you got to make time for it.
You got to. Dalvin Tomlinson joining me for a few more moments. You also said that back in the day your wrestling coach was a dude in his 50s, shorter than you, maybe with a beer gut, but he could beat you in wrestling. Like, how did those matches go? What made that guy so good?
Just wisdom, I would say. Wisdom, technique, and just knowing exactly what you're doing at all times. Coach Doug Hutzel and Marty Hutzel, both the Hutzel brothers, pretty much hands down some of the best coaches I ever had in my life, on and off the field. And I'm pretty much the man I am today because of those two.
Because of those two, and then also, Dalvin, I would imagine, like, when you look at your family background, your father passed away when you were just 5. Your mother passed away suddenly when you were in high school. And you've said that you've had aunts and cousins who stepped in as mother figures and uncles who were father figures. What did it mean to have that kind of support of your family through such painful, painful losses?
It means a lot, especially at a young age. You have a family to fall back on. Means everything, because when people go through losses of that significance through their life, you got to have someone you can grieve with and go to at all times to help you out, to help you just continue to live the way that your loved one would want you to live. So having a great family, that support to fall to, meant everything for me.
Now, what about your mom? Like, for instance, what was your mom like? What were the types of things that she used to tell you, and what kind of an impact did she have on you?
My mom was my best friend. She had the greatest impact on me. She was a big video gamer, and that's why I love video games now. She was always the person to put everyone before herself, and she was just selfless. And she was a great, loving woman, always laughing, always smiling. And, she just motivated me. She always made sure that academics came before sports, that she was a huge football fan. And she loved to watch me and my brother play sports. She was always at every football game, every wrestling match, and track meet, all that stuff. And, she was a great, loving woman, and that's who I mold my life after today.
That is an awesome tribute. Dalvin Tomlinson joining me for a few more moments. I know academics were important because, as some people know, in addition to being recruited to Alabama, Harvard was also very interested in you. How did you go about deciding between Harvard and Alabama?
Like I said, we grew up based on academics. So I used to always say when I was a kid, I'm going to Harvard, I'm going to get me a Harvard degree. In high school, I just got an offer from Harvard. And they were like, yeah, it's going to be mainly academics. And I just that was amazing for me, just to know that my academic side was acknowledged just as strongly as my athletic side. And I always said I wanted to go get a Harvard degree and things. So after football, after NFL, I had to go back and get one.
That would be an awesome thing. So finally, then, what about the football experience at Alabama? That's as good as it gets. You're a two-time national champion. As you look back, what kind of memories do you have, and what was that experience like?
It was amazing. Coach Saban cares about his players. The number one thing he always wants everyone is to graduate. And that's why I had so much more respect for Coach Saban, because he always, like, if you were late to a class, you might end up having a random meeting with Coach Saban in his office, which is scary. And he'd be like, why are you late to class, or why are these grades dropping, or you might need help with more study hall with this class and this and that, so you could be on track to graduate early, if not on time, and things like that. And, he cares about you off the field also, and wants your full potential in life, not just football.
Did you ever get that? Did anybody ever hit you with, yo, D, coach wants to see you in his office?
Yeah, I got called to his office a couple times, but it always wasn't like academic. It may be like a leadership thing or something. But whenever a random phone number calls you and say you have a meeting with Coach Saban at like noon or something like that, your heart drops a little bit.
I was going to say, man, you're a pretty competent guy and a pretty confident guy. Was that scary when that call comes in?
Most definitely. You never know what to expect.
Dalvin Tomlinson joining us, getting a new opportunity with the Minnesota Vikings. I know they're thrilled to have him. Dalvin, great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for that visit. Good luck with that.
All right, thank you.
Great to talk to you. Dalvin Tomlinson, he's had an amazing football life already. So he was a Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year nominee with the Giants, and the Vikings knew exactly who they wanted. They knew who they wanted, they knew where they needed help, and they knew who to go after, and they get their guy. And he gets a great opportunity there.